Dispatch, just a refresher on the pass up overload procedure. I just enter it, but I don't enter drop off only on my CAD, and I just roll past riders that are not ADA.
Okay. Well, you know, COVID's been going on for a while. I mean, is this the first day you've had to drive in a while? Have you been on vacation or what? All right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out, do I need to go step by step or, well, I mean, when you're full and you hit the 19 to 24 limit, you're going to do 45, which is massive overload message, so that we get that and we're tracking it. Then after that point, you're going to put in overhead code 14, I think it is. Yeah, that says your bus is at capacity, and then you can drive by other stops that people are at if you're still at capacity. Now, if somebody rang the bell, then that means several people are probably going to get out the back and you can pick up a few more, so you just kind of got to play it by ear.
So, granted, I read the entire initial instructions, but we've changed the capacity since those instructions. I did not know there was a 14 I could enter for my overhead. I was under the impression it was 886, drop-off only, but okay, so 14, and then, of course, I will pick up, I thought it was 15 max capacity.
Negative. Last Sunday, the guidelines on that changed to 19 to 24 on a 4-foot bus.
Okay, copy that. Appreciate you clarifying all that information. And yes, I have been doing it from day one, but I try to keep updated on what the changes are.
All right. Well, we'll text you over all the instructions. And when you get to your layover, you can take a picture of your phone or something and write it down so you have it as a kind of cheat sheet for tomorrow.
Noting if you want to go to that trouble, I'll just review it on the at the garage tonight. I mean, as I know what the max capacity is and all that you've just filled me in on, I think I'm good to go.
All right, well, you have a good day out there. 1554.